Hello, this is Allison.
Hey, Allison, how are you? I don't think we've met yet. My name is Gavin, and I am the branch manager here at the bank.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. I wasn't around when you got hired, but I have heard great things about you already. So good work.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, everyone here has been just wonderful. I'm really happy.
Well,
So,
I look forward to meeting you in person.
okay, great.
I'm calling today because I just want to say there's a good chance my wife might call you today. And if she does, can you do me a favor and just go along with whatever she says, okay? That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Your wife might be calling later, and you wanted me to help her with something
Yeah,
with her account?
she might give you a call at the office here, and I just kind of want you to go along with it for me.
I totally apologize. I'm kind of a little unclear. What will she be needing, or what is
Okay,
that?
well, I'll clarify here real quick. So, her and I have been going on 13 years of marriage.
Wait, why are you telling me this? I.
Well, because the spark is just not there anymore, you know?
Okay, but how can I help with that?
Well, that's where you come in, because I told her that there's an attractive young female employee who recently found me irresistible. And I gave her your name because she knows everybody else already, so.
What?
Yeah, I told her that you've been asking me out nonstop, even though you know I'm married.
Wait a minute. That seems really inappropriate, Gavin.
Well, I think it's inappropriate that you've been hitting on me a lot. Wink, wink. I told her that I've been saying no, but you just won't stop. She's super jealous.
Why would you say that? That's really putting me in a bad situation. I really,
Well, I had to say it so that I could, get her a little more interested and see that other people are also interested in me, so maybe start paying attention.
Okay, but I don't think that was the right thing to do.
Oh no, I've done it before. It works every time. So when she calls, you just kind of go with it, have some fun. You could even yell at her and say things like, "He wants me too," or "You can't stop me. I'm gonna have your man no matter what."
I'm really not comfortable with this.
Why aren't you comfortable with it? It'd be doing me a huge favor, like I said.
And I would love to help you, but what if your wife comes in person and I.
Oh, she won't. Trust me. I've done this before with one of the business analysts named Andrew. Yeah, you couldn't tear my wife off of me after she heard the news.
You mean Andrew? Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew. Andrew and I had a fake affair for months. He loved it. It was so much fun. He would just mess with my wife all day long. And then I would get home and she would mess with me for once, if you know what I
Oh my
mean.
gosh. I just can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I just
Matter of
can't.
fact, you know what? What if I do this? I can conference Andrew in right now, and maybe we can get my wife to believe that there's some sort of three-way thing going on. Me, you, Andrew.
Oh my
She'll think the
gosh.
whole office wants me.
I don't know what to say.
Well, here's one thing that you could say, something you probably should know. I do have kind of an odd-shaped mole on the inside of my leg, so you can tell her you've seen that, and you actually think it's cute, because she rips on it all the time, but in this story, you think it's cute.
You know, I should probably go. I'm really not the right person for this.
Allison, have you even seen my picture yet?
I have, but
Well,
I.
what'd you think? Would you be attracted? I know you're not. I know this is a professional thing. I'm just asking you to do me a favor. But if we didn't work together, would you think I was attractive?
I mean, I really just glanced by, but I mean,
Did you notice that my dimples are off? Like one is higher than the other.
no,
You
I'm
did.
I,
You did, didn't you?
I no, I didn't. And you seem fine.
Oh, you're judging me too.
No, I'm not at all. I'm not. You are a handsome person.
Ooh,
I just think
thank
that
you.
I wouldn't be good. You know, I would just really mess it all up for you.
Well, you said I was handsome. Make sure you tell my wife that. You said I was the most handsome man you've ever seen. Remember when you just said that right now?
I didn't say it like that. I just feel so awkward. I feel really awkward.
I feel awkward too telling you that this is a prank phone call. I feel awkward about that.
Why is your voice like that?
Why are we whispering?
I'm not.
Oh, I am.
Okay, I don't know why you're whispering like
Oh,
that.
I was whispering because I wanted to tell you it's a prank phone call.
What does that mean?
That means that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your new office buddy Andrew set you up.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh my God,
He said that you were nervous to meet your new boss and he wanted me to prank you, so.
I was nervous. Oh my
Well, now you're not
God.
nervous anymore once you know that you and your boss are having an affair. That's kind of
Oh
cool.
my God, no.
Andrew, I'm gonna get you.
If you get Andrew, make sure I'm involved, okay? Make sure I'm involved and tell my wife about it, okay?